Nina told lots of people about Jesus on her mission trip. Nothing I do is important like that.
That's not true. Even the smallest things done for God can be big. My name is Zach, and you are listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. I love the Bible story where the boy gave his lunch to Jesus. Then Jesus used it to feed more than 5,000 people. What's amazing is that the boy only gave Jesus a couple of fish and a few small rolls. See, no action is small to God if we have a good attitude and do it willingly. Just check out Ephesians 3:20. It says, "All glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Our story today is called Amber's Mission Trip. "Bye," Amber waved as her aunt drove away. Aunt Nina had eaten dinner with Amber's family that night. Afterwards, Aunt Nina showed them pictures from the recent mission trip she'd taken. Amber sighed as she returned to the kitchen. "I wish I could go on a mission trip. I never do anything important." "Why do you say that?" Mom asked, handing Amber a plate. "Aunt Nina traveled to another country and told others about Jesus. She helped doctors in that village serve sick people. Everything I do seems like no big deal." Amber shut the dishwasher and looked sadly at her mother. "Here." Mom placed the leftover garlic bread in Amber's hands. Amber glanced at the bread. "What do you want me to do with it?" "Tell me what it is." "Bread?" Amber shrugged. "I don't get it." "Do you remember the story of the miracle Jesus performed with a few fish and loaves of bread?" Amber nodded. "A little boy gave his lunch to Jesus. Not much, but it was all he had. Jesus turned it into enough to feed thousands of hungry people." "That boy believed Jesus could do something special with what he offered," Mom replied. Amber tucked the leftover bread in a bag and waited for Mom to explain more. "Jesus has forgiven your sins and given you a new life, Amber, and he promises to help you share his love with others so they can know him as their Savior too. Don't you think he can use whatever you have to offer him, just like he did with the boy in the Bible story?" Mom asked. "What do I have to offer?" Amber wrinkled her forehead. "Well, Aunt Nina needed to pack long skirts to wear on her mission trip. Remember how she found a big tear in one of them? You sewed it up for her."
"That's right. I saw her wearing it in lots of her pictures, too."
Mom nodded.
"You had a part in that mission trip."
"I guess my needle and thread were my loaves and fishes," Amber said. "And I can't wait for God to use them again."
So how about you? Do you ever get discouraged at not being able to do the things others can do to serve God? Do you wonder if God can use you right where you are? Well, he can. As you trust and follow Jesus, he will show you what you can do to share his love with others and help build his kingdom. It doesn't matter if it doesn't seem like much to you. God can use it all, big or small. So give him whatever you have to offer and trust him to use it to do great things. Our key verse today is Ephesians 3:20.
"All glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think."
And our key thought for today, God honors our faithful efforts. Do you like to listen to the Faith and Fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Now you can fill your whole house with faith and fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids Radio and you'll tune in to the latest story or song made just for you. Even my thermostat has Alexa now, and I got it to play Keys for Kids Radio. It's a safe place to learn more about God and listen to the best Christian music. So just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.